Managing Director, Calidus Resources. Calidus is operating a gold mine in the Pilbara of Western Australia, sitting on a 60 to 70,000 ounce per annum run rate, but a clear line of sight to move to 120,000 ounces per annum in 3 years' time.
Dave, good to see you. It's been a while. And it looks like you're on site, judging by the clothing there. Are you?
Yes, and I generally don't wear this around Perth. So, yep, definitely on site. Nice to be back. Been too long.
Good, good, good. Okay. Well, look, I guess the news of the past few days is obviously this raise to restructure your Macquarie financing. Tell us a little bit about how much you're raising and why.
Yeah, so why we're doing a raising is, I suppose, it's always give and take in life. And Macquarie did offer to restructure our hedge and debt. And with that, we are rolling out about 21,000 ounces of gold into the hedge this year, worth give or take 21 million. And also 10 million of debt amortization out from this year. So essentially, Macquarie have, by pushing things out, have given us an extra $31 million of cash flow for the year. But as I think the market's been well aware and has been reflected in our share price, we've always been flying close to the wind with cash at bank. And as part of, you know, some give and take, it was the give part was let's do a capital raise and sort this properly. You know, the roles are all good, but we need a little bit more, and that's where the capital raise, $16.5 million, done and dusted with institutions and an SPP now open.
So why should people looking into this go believe that you have the structure is right this time?
Yeah, fair question. We've never really had a decent roll or amortization before, and I think you know, it's very obvious that, you know, we're a profitable gold producer if we could sell everything at spot. What we need to do is match how much we, you know, pay back the bank and how much we feed into the hedge with our cash flow. And that hasn't been matching to this point. But if you look at where we're going over the next 4 months, we're going to very rapidly build cash. And then what we are doing is matching our hedge and amortization profile to our cash flow. Whereas before we had a schedule that was essentially set back in the definitive fees, which was almost pre-COVID times and isn't a reflection of where we are today.
But okay, so there's two aspects to this. It's about how much gold you can get out of the ground and what margin you can create there. And then there's a financial structure, historic financial structure. So I'm trying to work out the problem you're solving to was the fact that you were felt handcuffed in terms of any money you did make was going straight into the financing and not allowing you to grow the business. Am I reading that right?
To a degree. I mean, really what was happening is, you know, things have changed a lot. Costs have gone up. Our production hasn't been quite as high. Gold price has gone up. But the single biggest impediment has been our deliveries into the hedge. If you look at the December quarter, we delivered 85% of our gold into the hedge. So instead of getting nearly $3,000, we're getting, you know, $2,370 an ounce. That's a massive amount of money to leave on the table. It was about $10 million for the quarter. So if you readjust how much you in particular put into the hedge, that dictates your free cash flow, and that free cash flow then how you best suit that to your amortization. So they're all interlinked.
And was that a question of, like, survival? Would you do a deal like that again?
In what regard, sorry, Matthew?
Well, you know, why, you know, you kind of hamstring yourself and your ability to kind of move forward, grow, name of the game, by doing the deal as you did previously, in terms of the hedging, in terms of, you know,
So to go back, if we look, go back to 2020, I think it was, or thereabouts, when we were putting the money together, as part of the financing, we had a mandatory hedge in there to, in theory, protect from a fall in the gold price. And again, this was when interest rates were at 1%, inflation hadn't hit. You know, you weighed everything up and it was like, well, if we want the money, we're going to have to put the hedge in place. Gold was in backwardation, not like the contango it's in at the moment. So, you know, life was extremely different when this hedge was put in place. And without the hedge, we couldn't have borrowed the money to start. So it's a sort of catch-22 situation.
Well, I guess it was catch 2022 in the sense that, you know, I think people at the beginning of 2022 were thinking, oh, we're making some acquisitions, we're getting into production, life is good. it's obviously been a tough 3 years for precious metals market. Your job now is to do what? What's going to kind of, you know, get people comfortable again with your ability to run a company?
Yeah, so cash flow, cash is king. So cash building, and certainly, you know, we're having record weeks at the moment on site. The cutback's complete in Klondike, so we're accessing the main ore body again. What a difference
that
makes.
What do you mean record? What do you mean by record? Record week of what?
So in our last announcement, we had our record recovered gold for the week, just over 1,500 ounces. Revenue-wise, it's touching $5 million for the week. So you put that into a month, that's, you know, north of $20 million, and we've been sitting at $14 million revenue, so a major difference per month. We're bringing in Blue Bar in the coming 3 months. That's, you know, 2 gram dirt. That's going to be a lot higher. So, you know, we truly are at a reflection point operationally. There's been a lot of operational changes in the team and how we do our planning and other things. And Richard McLeod, our new COO, last 4 months he's been here. He's really turned around some of the areas we needed to turn around quickly. You know, milling well above capacity. So, you know, up at site, it's absolutely fantastic. This has been really a financial issue of how we match what we're producing on site cash flow wise with what we need to pay back hedge and debt wise. And that's why this is the first real move we've been able to achieve on the debt and the hedge since startup. You know, the proof will be in the pudding June quarter. It'll be wonderful to talk to you because that will be a record quarter by a long shot.
So effectively you're saying, okay, it's not a case of cleaning up the balance sheet. It's rearranging things on the balance sheet to kind of give you a bit more breathing space. And obviously this raise, I mean, sorry, is the raise closed? Are we?
Yeah, so the raise is closed. Shares get issued Thursday, Friday, I think. Well, no, not Friday. It's Easter Thursday. There's an SPP still open for shareholders. But yeah, the raise is closed. But again, I think, you know, the raise is an important part of it, but there's $31 million pushed out of cash flow, $16 million in a raise. So if you look at the actual main impact, it's really coming from that cash flow push out.
Okay, so what do you do now? Okay, how do you, one, produce more ounces? Two, how are you more efficient at producing, i.e. increasing margin on that? How long is it going to take? What are you aiming for? Because I'm going to look forward now. You've sorted out finance. Well, not sorted. You have addressed the financing issues. What does $31 million plus this raise plus the SPP allow you to do?
Yeah, so I think we were pretty well there at site anyway, in that the cutback's now complete. So our BCM movement drops by over 100,000 cubes a month at $15 a cube. That's $1.5 million. It's $18 million a year extra cash flow for doing nothing. We bar back into the main part of the ore body. What we're seeing coming through the plant at the moment is predominantly from the pit. We're not seeing a lot of Blue Bar satellite pit yet. And with that higher grade, we're seeing these record weekly pours. As we bring in Blue Bar, that will only increase. And then a bit further down the track, we bring in the 4 gram Bulletin deposit, which is by far the highest grade deposit that will have been processed through the mill. I mean, we're feeding 0.9 gram material, so 4 gram is chalk and cheese.
Okay, and if you look at getting a balance between actually driving cash, showing people you can drive cash, short term, medium and long term. I mean, what are the kind of OPEX or CAPEX expenditures that you're going to need to do to kind of continue to help drive that margin? Is there anything coming down the line? Any costs?
Yeah, so there's a pre-strip on Bulletin. That's about $17 million that we need to fund. And by doing this, if you like, raise. Hey?
From this raise and from cash, presumably.
Correct.
We're not
because we're
do
building
any
cash.
No future raisings is what I hear.
Yeah, correct. So okay, that's funded out of the cash that we've done. You know, one of the other things, the levers we want to pull and would like to inform the market on is what we're going to do at Nullagine. You know, we've just picked up a historic resource there of, you know, circa 1.4 million ounces. There's a 1.8 million tonne per annum plant down there. Do we truck ore back? Do we restart that plant? There's blasted ore sitting down there at the moment, ready to access from when the previous operator shut in $1,500 gold, and now we're at $3,300. So, you know, that's certainly something we want to bring online and increase our ounce production in the very near term, or you know, let's call it by the end of this year. We want to see Nullagine contributing and taking us up, you know, even if it's just another 20,000 ounces a year coming out of there. You know, that's just cream on top and is always at spot.
Okay. And so the end game here is you talk about in your marketing material, end game 3-year plan, 120,000 ounces. Are you a bit nervous about putting in such a big target? Do you think it's achievable?
Yeah, certainly. I think it is. You know, there's been extensive modeling done on this. You know, the resources and reserves that have gone into it. You know, a lot of that is driven by things like Bulletin at 4 grams. You know, that is a step change for us. And then we start to bring in some of the other high-grade deposits like Klondike Underground around 2 grams. And then, you know, Blue Speck, which is 24-gram deposit, but comes out at still 10, 11 grams. So, you know, there is a step change from this low-grade bulk beast of Klondike that we're currently mining.
Okay, and lessons learned over the last year. Are you saying it was all financial? That's well, you know, we had water issues back in the day. We've got some, I guess, mining's the stuff to deal with every day. But operationally, are you happy with what you did last year?
Yeah, so you know, if you look at the challenges we've had, resource model, we had it done by 3 independent consultants. That was incorrect in tonnages. So with that, our strip ratio went up. We needed to either move more, which we didn't do, or do cutbacks. We started doing cutbacks. We needed to chase up on that at some stage. We did have water issues. You know, we're milling well above capacity at the moment. That's been resolved. So there was a few fundamental issues there at the start. The operation itself now, you know, the milling costs are very low, admin costs, you know, everything's very well known and structured cost-wise. It really comes down to grade. And, you know, based on experience of what Klondike produces, it is going to be that 0.8, 0.9 feed. And as a result, what could we do about that? Well, we can't miraculously increase grade from that pit. It is what it is. So what did we do? We went out and looked around and said, well, what other options are in the area that we can help, you know, increase grade with? And that's how we ended up doing the joint ventures with Haoma. That's just absolute sweetener grade coming in. And then with Nullagine as well, they fed on average 1.65 grams over 6 years. So, you know, we've gone about curing those grade challenges by going out and doing these transactions on these higher grades to help lift that head grade, help lift production, and that in itself lowers cost to a degree, but even if it doesn't lower costs, you're producing more ounces, you're producing more cash.
Right. And do you feel, because there's a lot of moving parts, right? You also talked about, you know, oxidized at Condor and Crow, et cetera, as well as you know, multiple targets, you know, Blue Speck, Bamboo, et cetera. There's so many moving parts. I mean, it's hard enough for me as a you know retail investor to kind of keep track of all the optionality in front of you. But do you feel that you're going around chasing grade to play catch up quicker and not getting after each one of these things or giving each one of these things the respect that it's due in terms of how do you mine these properly?
Yeah, so if we look at Bulletin, you know, we went in there, we drilled it, we've done geotech drilling, we've done diamond core drilling for structural, we've done our met test work, we've done everything you would need to do normally and have done for a feasibility. We're now into the permitting stage. That's the thing that's actually taking time, but it's a small pit. It's pretty easy to do. Look, Nullagine we've only held for less than 3 months. So we are yet to fully come to grips with that. We're looking at what resources we need to really get on top. We have started remodeling some of the near surface resources. We have started optimizing them and looking at pit designs. And we have started looking at the plant down there. What would that cost to refurbish versus trucking back to Warrawoona? So there's a lot of things going on in parallel, but certainly we need to resource up a little bit for Nullagine because that is a, you know, we've essentially doubled our resource base and our milling base and we certainly haven't doubled our team. So we need to, you know, bring a couple more people into a feasibility team for that and let them work away at that. But certainly we know there's a lot of ounces down there to target. And I agree, it is a lot of balls in the air, but You know, we knew we needed to do something different. Just doing the same old wasn't going to resolve the situation. And Hayam came in and Nullagoyim came in, and now it's a matter of putting out a cohesive plan once we fully understand those assets.
Right. And with regards to the sort of open pit and the underground, in terms of the teams that you need to manage and operational challenges that that probably delivers in terms of people, equipment, etc. It's a slightly different kind of cost structure, cost base there. I mean, how do you manage that balance and that the finances?
We've got a different contractor, Ironmine Contracting, IMC, in there, doing a wonderful job. We are looking at various technology. We're looking at this servo drone in a box that's flying out of Adelaide or Perth. So a guy sits there over the horizon permitting. Once a day, once a week, whatever you want, they can launch that drone, fly it around, do the surveys, take videos for you. It goes back to its box, recharges itself. They process the data for you. So you don't need surveyors out there. You don't need mining engineers permanently out there because all of this data is provided to them daily and visually. So there's a lot of cost bases we can cut out from the supervision. Moving cubes is moving cubes. It costs a certain amount to blow something up or move it. So that will be what it will be, but it's the overheads that you want to try and keep control of in the smaller pits, and we think technology is going to be a huge help in that.
Okay, well, let's see when we next speak, you can tell me all about it. Lithium, I'm assuming lithium market has kind of made your mind up a little bit about how what you do with your asset. So what are you going to do with your asset?
Well, it's well funded. It's got $5 million in the bank. So we're waiting on heritage survey approvals, and then we want to get in and drill the West Pilbara, Tabba Tabba, a long strike from Wildcat. You know, lithium has certainly cooled off a bit, but I think they're still back to an $800 million market cap, you know, along Tabba Tabba. So the market certainly rewards if you find something. And I think we'd like to get that drilling done as soon as we can. But there is a process to follow. We'll just see when it's available and see what we find. But with drill hits 300 metres away along strike with confirmed lithium, you know, we would like to get on the ground and see what's there.
Okay. Again, I guess we'll just keep tasked with that one. Yeah. So thoughts, what do you want to leave us with? What do you think we should be focused on?
Look, it's, you know, no doubt it's been a raise that we didn't want to do at that price. But what it's done is provided a means to an ends where we've released the shackles on the hedge and a debt repayment. So I'd say focus on the cash build over the coming quarters and how we're managing amortization and hedge profile with that cash build. We will get more information out into the market on Nullagoyim, in particular as we move forward and our optionality there. And that could, well, in the medium term, become a second production source for us, which I think will boost us up greatly. But really, you know, certainly being up on site and looking around today, the ops are absolutely humming. I think the proof's in the pudding. We need to deliver. End of story.
End of story. Okay. Dave, appreciate you catching up with us. I know you're up on site, probably got meetings to have. We'll see you soon.
Good on you. Thanks, Matthew.